Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday program on PBS Radio. This is Creation Light Shift Healing, and this is the Healing Highway program where we talk about healings and maybe how to do them and answer your questions. So the day today is August 24th, 2015. We'll clear these days here for this day. So month and day and year, here we go, releasing these number energies. That can also be tracking code numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, remember, it's always kind of good if you have any situations in your life or the day feels so funny or strange. You know, always Google it and kind of see what happened in the past. You know, you might relate to what they're talking about when you start reading information. So let's take away energies or any energy that you may have had causing you problem situations. So here we go. Normally it's emotional stuff, or it could even be pain, but emotions are what probably most people are wanting to get rid of. Here we go. So one, releasing that one situation. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And doing that again for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's energize the light beams. So bring up your light beams on your monitor screen, and you're going to feel peace energy from them as they come in. So here they come, stronger, stronger. There'll be three light beams per picture. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is ready to come on. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Good evening or good afternoon, everybody. And thanks so much for joining us on Creation Lightship Healing. As Ron said, this is the Healing Highway. It is your source for source energy, and you can find out more about Ron and all of his wonderful healings at creationlightship.com. You can also access our user-friendly fast chat feedback form via the links on our bbsradio.com homepage, as well as Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, at the very top. And there are tons of links and lots of information for you to check out. If you're brand new and just joining us, welcome. So glad you could be with us on this next hour. We have a wonderful show tonight planned. We'll be taking your questions. We will also be talking about all of the different healings that Ron offers. And Ron usually does generous samples during the show, and you are always welcome to donate if you have liked this show or any other show via the PayPal button on Ron's website, which again is creationlightship.com. So Ron, I guess we can get right into the listener questions and testimonials, and the first one comes from a listener who says, I noticed as my daughter goes back to school that she has to carry a huge, heavy backpack filled with books and homework. I also saw a recent advertisement in the newspaper for a local chiropractor with a child pictured bent over under the weight of a giant backpack. Is there any way this energy could be affecting us later in life, since we have to go through usually several years of school carrying this weight on our backs? Just curious about your thoughts on this, and maybe we could do some clearings or sample clearings to get rid of that energy. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, the remember, your past is always haunting you. So, yeah, I used to carry a lot of books, too. Wow. So that would mean that if you were to go back to one of those times where you're carrying the books, you know, maybe you have a backpack or something that you're hanging on to with, you know, five books in it or something, and it's heavy, you could actually, like you're saying, with the person with the bent-over back, you could be having that problem right now, because energetically your body is going back to maybe the age of end of 15 when you're carrying all these books, and it's still with you, and your body thinks that it still has it because the energy is on it. So let's take away the weight of the books going to school. So let's see here. I don't know exactly how to do this because you're doing it probably 5 days a week, but I'll take away 10 days. I guess at the age of 10, we'll just do 10-10 here. So here we go. Age of 10, and whatever seems to pop up here, we'll release it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But they have some really studious people out there. Maybe they have 20 books.
Yeah.
But they wanted to look studious. They're trying to get some back muscles or something, lifting weights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's the second one being released, the second day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow. Fifth day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sixth day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Seventh day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Eighth day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ninth day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tenth day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll do another clearing. This probably has happened to you, maybe. Maybe you're playing sports. I don't know, whatever that would be. Baseball, softball, football, you know, just some kind of sport, basketball, volleyball. And whatever it would be, you were playing it, and maybe you were out of your body for, a second or so, and or you're daydreaming or looking somewhere else, but the ball hits you, okay? That's the bottom line, is the ball hits you. And you know, you're probably going through embarrassment because, you know, it hits you and people are looking at you not knowing why you're not going to catch the ball or do something with it. But you have that pain in your body now. So they're you know, if they're watching you, then all of a sudden, and they're thinking, what a stupid person because they didn't do anything naturally or something like that. So now you're imprinted with your emotional energy. And you also have the imprint, too, of the ball hitting you. So the emotions, That's like energetic cording, so it tied it into you. So let's release that. And you probably all remember that special time when that happened to you. So let's release that energy. Hopefully it's only happened once. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, this could possibly cause a physical problem with you from what happened back then. Maybe the ball hit you in the eye and it hurt for a while, you know, naturally, then it went away. But you wonder, you know, you don't know, but now your eyes kind of is maybe, you know, that might be just a one pain all the time, but you kind of ignore it thinking that, yeah, I just got this pain here. Or maybe it hits you, you know, it hits your ear or hits your forehead or hits some other place on your body. And so right now the energy should be leaving you. So I'll do 5 more of these here. And if we have anybody who wants to comment, that'd be great to see how you feel, because you could have a lifelong pain. Not knowing where it came from, it could be gone instantly here. So here we go, 5 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Getting rid of more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that feels pretty good to me. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's great. And I was just thinking about that as you were talking, and I did remember that happening to myself, actually, probably in high school, I think. But, yeah, it's very I always find these shows so interesting because there's always this hidden thing that comes up. And it's so helpful to know that what has affected you in the past is, if you don't clear it, coming into your future energetically. So I was just wondering, Ron, what do you think would be a good approach to somebody who maybe wants to get rid of this backpack energy? Because that seems like kind of a, almost like a slavery thing to me. Like, I know we have the education clearing, there's the slavery clearing. Just wondering if you have any thoughts on that. What could be used to get rid of that feeling in your body?
Well, yeah, and maybe you brought that interview with you, you know?
Yeah.
The present day, maybe, you know, you're forced, but, you know, you have a really big briefcase and you go to work with this thing. You only have a notebook and a pencil in it or something, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, you got this big thing because you're sort of, you needed something like that when you're younger, so just kind of carry it over, you know?
Or the other thing I thought of was, you know, I think some people feel like they have to have like a big giant bag. Like, I've seen women who carry these huge purses, and they're just so heavy and filled with all kinds of stuff they don't need. I know people that do this. And it seems like they almost don't feel comfortable unless they have something huge and heavy to carry with them.
Is that like the luggage suitcases and they call it a purse?
Yeah, it's like a tote bag, but it's like a big leather designer, doesn't have to be designer, but usually it is like this huge leather purse. And they don't feel comfortable unless they have all their stuff with them, like this, all this stuff they really don't need.
Well, chances are maybe they went through one of the world wars, like World War II or something.
Oh, interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, entities, and they're afraid, you know, that's their belongings, you know. They're afraid something's going to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're carrying what they believe they need for a day or two. That's what I would probably think it would be, is that, you know, worrying about the future or not even knowing about it, but knowing that they need to have this in their bag, you know. I'm sure if they dump everything out of their bag and you start looking at it, you go, why do you have this here? Like, well, I just need this here, you know. Well, you don't use it today. Well, yeah, but,
right.
You know.
Yeah, so I guess you could look at that and see, maybe then get in and start clearing out some of your past life stuff, because I mean, if you're like one of those people that feels like they have to have a lot of things in their bag or has to carry around a heavy briefcase or a backpack or a tote bag, or like, I guess it's men and women, it's not just women, you know, I guess that would be something to look at energetically. And especially from the clearing you just did too with the sports, if you were in sports a lot, you know, and someone was always coming at you, what kind of energetic marks would you carry through into your adulthood if you're no longer playing sports but you still have a lot of those traumas, you know, getting hit with a ball or a bat or whatever?
Yeah, you know, it's like soldiers with post-traumatic stress, you know.
Yeah. So just curious if anybody has any input or was affected by the clearings that Ron just did. It's always helpful to hear, and I just got something via the fast chat feedback, and somebody wrote in, Mom went through war times. She is in her 80s, and her purse weighs about the same as my groceries.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so I guess we should move on. And the next listener question is, Ron, all day long I felt like I was on autopilot. I'm not sure how to interpret this. I found myself going a familiar way in the car even though I wanted to go a different way. Is this feeling a program or mind looping, or is it something else?
That's a really good question. Boy, it could be mind looping. It could be a program you're attached to, you know, like if you're driving down the road, you could be on grid lines or something. and they're programming you, you know, with that. Let's see. Yeah, I just went out into the woods last night, and where I went had no cell phone coverage, and, you know, just a desolate area. You know, the road was there, dirt roads and stuff. Just wanted to go out and, you know, check out walking around and stuff, but there wasn't any cell phone. So, boy, it really felt different not having, the cell phone, with the cell phone on, you know. And it's so quiet, and I don't know if people even are able to have that luxury. Maybe people go on vacation, you know, for that one weekend a year or something, you know, or a week for the year or whatever, and they go to a place, but normally they go to a place where they may see their neighbor. That's real comical. You know, they all go to the same place, but I just wonder if, how that would if everybody could happen to go out and just be in the middle of nowhere, we'll say, where the cell phone doesn't work because there's no cell phone towers. And that may not be a possibility for a lot of people, but just the quietness is just something to, you go, wow, this is something, you know. So there wouldn't be any programming because there's nothing to program there. There's no, there's no people. So you might just look at, maybe that's why people take vacations. They want to go out and get away from everything, you know, but they really want to get away from the grid lines tying them down to a location. And, you know, your ears will feel better, your body will feel better because you're not being attacked by all this stuff. And so, you know, but I would think maybe it's probably more like a program, you know, the automatic pilot that could be transmitted to you, numbing you out, you know. And, or maybe, a new clone came in, you know, with a learner's permit driving, and it knows that it's safe because you're on the highway with not too many curves, and you got a full tank of gas, so it wants to drive for an hour, you know. And they may love that, because most people, after you start driving, you know, you kind of get zoned out and you're driving, you know. But anyway, back to you, Elizabeth. But I guess how that could be true. Programs, clones, you could be in the now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a good question, because automatic pilot, so many people drive feeling that way. You know, you do kind of zone out, and I guess that is an opportunity to get cloned out or abducted, or perhaps if you're going a familiar way that you always go, you just don't think about it and you just start going that way. But then you're like, oh wait, I didn't want to go this way. It's just something I do every day, so it becomes routine. So I guess that versus, you know, being in the now, I guess it could also depend on where you are too. Because if you're kind of doing something that requires you to, passively focus, that's sort of like driving or mowing the lawn or, I don't know, any kind of task that doesn't require a lot of mental energy, that could maybe leave you more open to being vulnerable. Because it's interesting, if you think about being at peace, it's not necessarily being zoned out and being in the moment. That's not about being zoned out, you know. So it seems like there is a bit of a difference there.
Yep. So what we could do is a clearing for people in case they do get maybe people are getting mesmerized because of a situation that they come into, and they don't realize where they are, or, you know, all of a sudden they're doing something and they don't know where they've been or where they're going to next. So let's do a clearing. So if that's ever happened to you, let's get you off of that timeline of, Never Never Land or Nowheresville or something. So here we go. Just think of one of those situations that you may have had, and we'll bring you back. So here we go. One, This is a space type crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, very cool. And I got a response from a listener who said that I competed in track from 7th grade through college as well as gymnastics. Have had a problem with pain in my feet, usually at the end of the day. You have eliminated that pain tonight, and my feet feel great.
Very nice. Great. But you might want to do timeline crashes then, you know, to further the healing on, you know, running. Maybe there's a special event that maybe you won or something, and maybe they're copying and pasting that. Or maybe one that you maybe you fell down or came in last place or something. You know, the two far extremes could be very important for the aliens to keep you on those timelines. So you may want to do that. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Ah, that's really good advice, Ron. So I would suggest everyone do that if they participated in sports or not. Okay, so we did get another comment about the big purse, and someone wrote in via the fast chat that my mom had a big purse, and it became a family joke because every time we went to leave the house, she couldn't find her keys, and we would spend 10 minutes fishing around in her purse for them. So how about big purses as an abduction vortex?
Very good, yeah. Somebody's awake out there. That's great. Very
someone's
possible.
Listening to the show.
Yeah, you listen to that vortex when you open that purse up. Where'd my stuff go?
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about it that way, but yeah, you're right. So someone else said... Oh, someone else is asking. This is a little bit different topic, and we'll wait for some more testimonials maybe to come in via the topics we discussed earlier on the show. But someone else is asking if you could pick up a death's barcode just from talking to another person.
I doubt it. You know, I doubt it. Because they're not going to give you one. It's possible... you could get a death barcode by going to, you know, maybe a mortuary or, you know, a graveyard, cemetery, or even a hospital, because all of a sudden you're in that death energy and you might fear death and the alien might go, whippy, you know, we got this one, we'll give them a death barcode because they're resonating with death. Or, you know, people who died, you know, you know, more recently. So that could be a lot of trauma.
Yeah. I feel like that's something teenagers like to do, hang out in graveyards and cemeteries. I don't know why, but it always seems like they are.
Well, that's pretty weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty, I think that's a good point, Ron. So... I guess if you are experiencing that, just from talking to somebody, it must be something else going on there. Maybe they're sliming you, or you just need to do like a, what do you think, Ron, like a shrink wrap, or that's not really going to help you from talking.
I don't think I, you know, well, if you resonate with death, then you start doing clearings on it, you know?
Right, right.
So that would be good. Kind of going on similar lines here. A long time ago, I don't know how long, maybe I'll say 8-9 years ago, possibly. You know, I was doing, you know, clearings, you know, on the phone with people back then. And a lady, you know, I did her emotional clearing, and then she calls me up and says, "Can you please clear my brother?" So I didn't know anything about it, you know. And she goes, "I'll pay for the clearing and." You know, we set up a time, and I believe I called him, and he was on the line, and he goes, "Yeah, just do what you do. I don't know about any of this stuff here, but my sister said it's good for me, and I'll do this. He's, you know, I think he's probably, you know, back then maybe about 50. So anyway, so I did the clearing for him, and we hung up, and then she contacted me like a week later. She goes, I want to tell you what happened during the clearing, or after the clearing. He says, and she goes, my brother slept for 2 days. And I go, wow, you know, that's been, you know, that'd be, you know, a lot of stress. And she goes, well, I'll tell you what happened to him. He goes, I think I did this maybe like in April or something. He goes, first of all, what happened was first part of the year, I think one of his parents died. And then, you know, his wife died, maybe you would say a month later. And then one of his children died. So he's, you know, with three deaths, like within 4 months. And he was, you know, just out of it. And, you know, she says, thanks a lot because, you know, he's at least functioning now. So that's kind of what can happen. You know, you can get, you know, super depressed. But anyway, that's just talking about, you know, death barcodes, a little bit about death. That's what this person, what happened to him. So anyway, back to you.
Wow, yeah. Okay, I guess we should just keep going then. I was just stopping to think about that for a second. And moving on, the next listener feedback is about the sports in clearing you did earlier, Ron, and it says, 8th grade volleyball, thanks for the clearing. I saw myself getting hit in the head with the ball, hit my nose and eye, broke my eyeglasses. Then a couple years later, my sister threw a wooden croquet ball at me and broke my nose. So that sounds like that's a really severe sports injury when you were a kid.
Boy, yeah. So let's do a clearing for a carryover then, okay?
Okay,
so
great.
We did the clearing, first of all, for that initial situation. So now if it happened to you again, let's do that or something similar, same location of the body. So here we go. Let's do a clearing. So here we go. Think of that incident. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Great, Ron. And we got two comments. Someone said, LOL, Elizabeth, I remember hanging out in a graveyard once as a teen. So, yeah, I think this is like a thing. I don't know if kids still do it, but I definitely remember people doing that in high school. And somebody else said, carrying a big purse with tons of stuff in it is a function of fear, a need to be prepared for any eventuality.
I just wonder if they have like a can of beans or something with a can opener or tuna fish or something, you know, if they're listening. If people listening with their purse, you know, and they do that, you know, you got to get something to eat, you know. So now you got to go buy a can opener and a can of beans and tuna fish or something to put in your purse, you know.
Well, that's so funny because it really is about this kind of, you're sort of projecting these either future or past timelines, like something's going to happen, so I need to be prepared. So you're living into a future that doesn't exist, or you are letting past life stuff affect you in the present. So either way, you're not at peace.
Yeah,
go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, and believe me, something will happen in the future.
Yeah, whether you're prepared or not.
But yeah.
But I wonder if that is projecting a, like this listener observed, is that projecting a sense of fear onto your future that you may not want there? You probably don't want that there, right?
Yeah, you could be doing that. You know, it's uh, you might look at what kind of movies you look at or watch, you know, for whatever reason, you know, and kind of see how that resonates with you. Why are you watching that movie, or what's the main theme? And that's probably telling you either you lived in that time and or you know about the energy some way. Maybe entities could be in you, possibly. I hate to use the term spiritual lessons or path or whatever, or karma, but, you know, you could look at that way and start doing clearings to get it out of your life. Maybe it hasn't hit your doorstep yet, you know? So, and then also, what is your job profession? And how does that relate to you? So you may look at that and just to see if there's anything that your job is doing to you, okay? Or you're doing a job because you think you have to do that job. I guess the most obvious one is that maybe you're a slave to something, and so your job is being a slave. And maybe you're in the service mode of serving people, and so you're kind of a slave to serving people, and is that going to be your whole life? You know, what are you going to do when you get really old and you're a cashier or something, you know? And so you may want to look at that and see, can you get it out for management, you know? But kind of look at that situation of whatever you're doing. When you get older, is that going to still work for you? And what does it mean, you know? Maybe being, let's just say that you're a carpenter, okay? And you're building all these houses or whatever, remodeling. But when you get older, what does that mean? You remodel people's lives for them, you know, to make them maybe in a better place. But, you know, how does that relate to you, or how did it relate to you when you were doing those particular jobs for somebody? It's just something to look at, because you may want to do a clearing to release yourself. Maybe you're working too hard at something. You know, maybe you think you have to work 10 times harder to have success. But anyway, just talking here. So you might just want to look at that and see how those things relate. And remember, because you are living your past. So once you understand that, then you might say, well, geez, why am I doing this? If I'm reliving my past, I don't want to do this. I already did it before. Been there, done that. And you may want to change. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's such a great point. And I was just thinking, like, what if you work in a factory or you're on an assembly line or something and, you know, you're kind of a slave to the machinery? I guess that's not so much a profession anymore, but it used to be kind of in, like, certainly this country's past, I'm sure many other areas of the world now, but it is a really good thing to look at and a good thing to clear. So just wondering if anybody has any input on that, what Ron was just talking about. And somebody else just wrote in and said that they are doing timeline crashes with the dolphin image on display, and it is a beautiful energy.
Yep, that's great. Very sweet. Yeah, the dolphin energy is very sweet. Great, thank you.
Okay, so thanks for letting us know, and that's great that you are doing timeline crashes. They are extremely helpful. Somebody else was wondering, actually, Ron, if we could get some clearing samples. The first one that was requested was a sample of the pain body clearing.
Okay, so before I do the pain body, you want to do entities. So, you know, and also listen to that dog bite scenario that we have, you know, we're doing healings. But we have a show with that. Let's do entities first. So kind of locate your pain, and you probably know where it is because you know you have pain, so let's get rid of entities. So what I'll do is I'll count to 20 probably to release some entities there and just see if it feels better. the pain could go away. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Got to do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. And we'll just wait. That just came in on the chat box.
Yeah, that just came in on the chat box.
Okay, well, we'll just wait 5-10 minutes, see how that feels, and get some comments on that, and then I'll do a pain clearing.
Okay, great. Thanks for the entity clearing, Ron. So the other, another person asked for a sample of the media cording clearing.
You need to think of a situation that you looked at that frightened you. You know, that's what normally happens is something happens, so you know you need to get a clearing. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See how that works.
Okay, great.
And what can happen, this can happen to anybody, okay? And I'll show you how the cordings work. Let's just say that you happen to be watching sports on TV, right? You're watching swimmers. And all these women or girls are swimming in a pool, and all of a sudden one of them pops out of the water off the side, and her top falls off, right? So now she's exposed. So I'm sure that's happened to a lot of women, you know. And maybe it fell off in the pool. Now she's really, you know, like, oh, geez, you know. And so what's happening? So now that's on the media, right? Media shows this here. Maybe they block out the part of the pictures, you know. Now you see that and you go, oh, man, that happened to me. Okay, now what's happening to you by you seeing that? Well, everybody who saw that on TV is putting their energy on it because they're telling you to watch it. And you're related to that now, so you're getting everybody's energies that are tuned into that program, which could be millions of people, connecting into your problem, too, because you're connected to it. Just remember, it's energy. But they don't have to know who you are. So I'll turn it over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. That is that's quite the experience, and I wonder. It's so funny because what you were just describing actually happened to me today. That's why I was kind of caught off guard.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the one. You're yeah. Channel 7.
Yeah, I was just laughing to myself because I was sitting here. I was like, I can't believe he's talking about this. But fortunately, no one was around, but it was kind of embarrassing. So, very interesting. Fortunately, it wasn't like the, Janet Jackson halftime show, but anyway. So, Ron, I guess we should move on. Maybe we could do the sample pain body now.
Okay, did the person say anything about what happened on the entity one?
No, they said they're not really having any pain, but they put their hand on their neck as you removed entities, and it gets stiff from sitting at the computer. They did feel a release, and it feels great and loose now.
Yeah, because it may not be pain. It may just be entities that are causing that. But I'll do it for other people here. So check out your body now. See if the entities helped you. We got rid of them, and they went away, and that helped you. So here we go. Releasing pain now in that same location where the entities were. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And I'll do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay. So let's see what kind of comments we get on that one.
Okay, great.
And the thing to do, you know, if you still have pain, you know, first two entities, do pain, and then do timeline crashes on it. So that's what I would recommend if you are listening and you have something or going on or a friend has something, that's what you want to do. It's probably in that order. just doing timeline crashes may not get it. It's just because they'll be replicated anyway. You know, by you, by the entities causing you the pain. So you want to get rid of the entities first, and then your pain body, and then from there, if it doesn't help, then you want to do timeline crashes. So back to you.
Okay, great. That's awesome, Ron. Really appreciate it. And so that is super helpful to remember. Pain first, entities second, and timeline crashing third. I think I got that right.
No, reverse. You want entities first.
Entities first. Okay.
Yeah, always entities first.
Okay. Entities, then pain.
Then pain,
then
yeah.
Timeline crashing. Great.
Because okay. you may only be on a few timelines. Maybe it's just a fresh pain and they haven't nabbed you yet. It puts you on hundreds, okay? And so, you know, if it's a brand new pain, then, you know, that's what you want to do. You know, if you have a chronic pain, then naturally you almost have to do timeline crashes on it. So back to you.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. And the next question is about a clearing that we don't really talk about that much, and it's called the comparison clearing. And it's a whole lifetime clearing in the special current lifetime clearings. And this listener is wondering if they ask, would this help me creatively? I find myself looking at a lot of other artists and writers and feeling like my work isn't good enough. I've done the self-empowerment clearing. Just wondering if this would be a good one to try. Any thoughts on this, Ron? Thanks.
Yeah. That clearing is kind of there to get rid of confusion. Well, so that's kind of why I put it up. So I think that could possibly help if you have a hard time deciding. You know, you're always comparing this or that, you know. And so it helps to get rid of some of the confusion. And then, you know, as I talk to people, what they tell me to do, what they do is they'll do probably every couple of weeks, they'll get on and they'll do the education clearing. And then the other clearing that, I forgot the name of it, but the education is one of the big ones. Oh, the IQ clearing. So the education.
Oh, IQ coordinating. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Those are both very, very good. So if you're down doing something and you need a little more brain power, we'll say, maybe you're taking that final exam or something, or you have to pass something, you know, that one's, you know, one to get it due. And just by doing it, even like bi-monthly or monthly, it can help you out a lot. So it'll make you so you're a little sharper. So that one you probably want to get the unlimited on, actually, and, you know, do the whole lifetime and do the unlimited and just do it, you know, whenever you need to. So back to you.
Yeah, and I think that, like, at the root of that, too, it's kind of you will, I don't know if this is accurate, Ron, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, I think when you're comparing yourself, you're looking at a lot of things, or maybe you're going on the internet and you're, like, getting overwhelmed or confused, or you have like things to do in the computer, and you're just kind of like don't even know where to start. And I think a lot of the times that can be very overwhelming, and it may help you to just kind of go within more and focus more on listening to yourself and what, you know, your particular creative vision is, or, you know, what you need to do to complete this task.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Okay, great, thanks. And somebody else was asking, saying that sometimes it was hard to stay in the now. I guess they were enjoying a food they particularly liked, and they said it's hard to stay in the now when you're enjoying something like that, and they're trying so hard not to judge food anymore, and they're wondering if you have any thoughts on how they can do that.
Well, if you got any extra, pass it over here.
I think they were. Oh, I'm sorry. There was a second email here. I think they were. I think it's the same person. I think they were talking about a cheesecake.
A cheesecake. Oh man. Yeah, definitely. You know. ought to get a pizza and go back to New York.
Oh, you know what? I didn't want to tell you this, but I think they closed it or they moved.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't there the last time I was walking by. So that's very sad if they did close. I don't know. Hopefully it's just like renovations or something.
Yeah. So let's, I don't know, what can we do at Clarion? Maybe we could do one of the free ones. What free one could I do a sample of in case people haven't really noticed them or...
Oh, you know, somebody was asking, I guess maybe the green mist. I think somebody had mentioned that earlier.
Okay, so here we go, the green mist. So that awful color green, muddy green, yucky looking. So here we go. Aren't Martians green? Anyway, we have some fun.
Little green men.
Little green men, yeah. Yeah, look out for that one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater, too, you know. But here we go. Green mist. Releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I'd like to get some comments on that one, see how people are feeling. So back to you.
Yeah, it would be great to get some comments on that. And I don't know, do you want to do another one of the free samples?
Sure, that's no problem. Go ahead.
How about the, let me see, how about the alien mind fog removal?
Okay. So this is really good to do if you feel a little spacey or you wake up and you just don't have all the cups in the cupboard, you know, and you just go lights on dim and do this clearing. It could help you out immensely. So here we go. One, releasing the mind fog. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go, everybody.
Okay, great, Ron. And I wanted to just let everybody know, again, you can find all of these on the left side of creationlightship.com under the drop-down menu, Free Sample Healings. And gosh, Ron has over a dozen of them there, so you can use those to help yourself with any sort of like situations that you might be going through. And also... they do work better if you have had your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the first healing under the recommended healings. So that will definitely help you, as well as all the free clearings that Ron offers. And I also wanted to point out that if you go to the search for a healing box and you just type in, you know, a keyword, if you're looking for slavery or any kind of other clearing that we've discussed on the show tonight, you can find it that way. And then to the left of that, there's this really helpful categories section. And a lot of the clearings that we mentioned have come out of the current lifetime clearings and advanced current lifetime clearings. So that comparison clearing that we were mentioning earlier, that is in the advanced current lifetime. And there's a bunch of other current lifetimes that are extremely helpful, as well as the special. So there really are sort of ways you can attack and deal with any sort of problem that you might be having. I guess attack really isn't the right word, but you can address that, you know, with all these clearings that Ron offers. So regarding the comparison clearings, someone wrote in and said, I'm always trying to weigh things and see them from four different points of view. It's difficult to make a decision.
Yeah, what I would do then, the decision is probably making the wrong one. You know, that's you know where you are. And so you're getting the best choice out of the four, we'll say. Well, look at it and look at it as if you're going back into one of your past lives. And what happened to you when you made the wrong choice? Did you get the finger whacked off? Did they spank you? Did they beat you? Did they whip you? You know, all these things, you know, can mean something to you. Do you watch movies and you get horrified by when people get whipped or something? Or, you know, kind of, you know, like I said, what's the theme there? And very possibly that energy is with you and it's basically kind of stuck. And so it's trying to get out of you naturally. And so you're having these difficulties. So see what it means to you and kind of go out of the box.
Yeah, that's great.
That. Yep, just get out of that box.
Get out of the box. That's such a great way of looking at it, Ron. And someone said that their shoulders feel better after you did the green mist clearing sample. So
great.
Thanks for letting us know that. And, oh, someone else was wondering if the grid lines are created by aliens to keep people in captivity.
Yes, I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I would definitely say that. And that's why if you, say, fly on an airplane, in fact, if you do fly, maybe we have some people who are maybe stewardesses, or maybe you have to fly, you know, to a job site once a week or something, you know. So my question is, if you do that, you know, when you're in the air a lot, try to notice at what height that grid line disconnects from you. See if you can really tune in and you just get an idea. You know, you can probably only estimate it because you won't really know. You know, but I would think it, I'll just say maybe 300 feet could be a good number. So just kind of note that and just see, you know, about how high you have to be before you're not connected. So back to you. It's like our show is coming to a close of a few here.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think we already mentioned this, but I did want to say there is that grid and ley line clearing that Ron does offer. So if you are feeling connected to any of those things, that's a good one to try. And I would wonder about that. If you are a frequent flyer, do you feel that? Is there a certain altitude where you no longer feel those connections? Just curious.
Yeah. So let's do the mind to heart drop, I guess, here. So let's do out loud. You want to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. And that's the command to wake up your spirit, ring the doorbell, and it'll awaken. And then the action is you want to take your thoughts in your head to your heart, where it lives, we'll say, and it can neutralize those. So they're actually coming into source energy where they don't have anything that is recognized, so they're out of judgment. That's the way to look at it. You're taking judgment and going into a energy system where non-judgment is there, and it turns into peace. So here we go. And I have had people mention that they've had maybe a lot of stress, and they do this here, and your body relaxes, the stress goes away, and they even have forgotten about what they were being stressed out about. So here we go, mind to heart drop. dropping down. I'll count from 10 to 1, like an elevator moving those thoughts down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. Here we go. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth. And we'll see you all later. And tomorrow is our energetic courting call, and I'll probably be making people real on that one, like I have been the last week. So if you want to know what it's like to be human, get on that one of those calls. It's the four-hour call, or the four calls we have weekly for the clearings. So back to you, Elizabeth, when I close.
Yeah, Ron, and those calls are great. You can find out more about them at the top of creationlightship.com. Ron does calls Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we also have our next PBS show coming up on Wednesday on Station 1 at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So we'll see you back there. Thanks, everybody, and good night. Good night, Ron.